Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full, along with all the interviews, tips and chat, just catch the full show, plus some extra tracks you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. with new episodes every other week. But for now, enjoy the Happy Hour podcast. You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio with your hosts Holly Tuke
and Polina Kuhorov.
Things are not easy at the moment, which is why we're here to bring you an hour of uplifting music and some suggestions of how to look after our well-being during these challenging times.
But first, let's kick the show off with this dance floor anthem. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. That was Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk. You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio.
As always, here to bring you a mix of music and tips to look after our well-being, it's your hosts Holly and Paulina.
Hello!
With restrictions easing all across the UK, we're probably feeling a mixed bag of emotions, from anxiety to perhaps worrying about the easing of restrictions, which is why we have some things coming up that can help with all of those emotions.
Yeah, on the show today, we will have Chris Simpson, who will chat about mindfulness, and blind chef Kim J will return to share her 5-minute breathing exercise. We're also going to be hearing about all the things that have helped blind and partially sighted people get through the last year of lockdown, and it's not been an easy year. What would you say was the hardest thing for you personally over the last year?
I think there's been many challenges that have come up over the last year, but I think for me, it's not seeing family and friends. Luckily, we've had virtual meetups and things like that, but I think it's been really difficult not to see people in person.
And it's going to be so nice to finally have that light at the end of the tunnel and hopefully see all our friends and all our family, because I think we're not meant to be just by ourselves, and it can be really difficult when you haven't seen someone in such a long while, or maybe if you're living by yourself.
I'm lucky enough to live with my mum and dad, and I can only imagine what it's like for people who are living by themselves. It's important to recognise all of the emotions that we felt, including anxiety or worry. So that's why Chris Simpson will be sharing some tips on mindfulness. That's coming up after Desiree and Life. I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't want to see a ghost. It's a sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast, watch the evening news.
If you are feeling overwhelmed, mindfulness could help. Here's Chris Simpson.
So I often get the question, what is mindfulness and how does it differ to well-being? Well, I would say that mindfulness is a series of activities that enable our well-being. But the most important kind of thing to remember with mindfulness is the point of mindfulness is a kind of to ensure that we're staying in the present. So, I mean, this is oversimplifying it a little bit, but it's often kind of thought that, you know, we can often feel sad when we're focusing things on that happened in the past. And we often feel anxious when we focus on the things in the future. And so the best thing to do is to kind of stay present where we can. And these are techniques to ensure we're staying present. Now, the background of it and the roots of it come from Buddhism, but you don't have to be spiritual and to appreciate and to apply some of these techniques. So the first tip is to start the day by consciously acknowledging and respecting how you are feeling. And by that, what I mean is, what are my thoughts this morning? What are my emotions? And what is my body telling me? So let's go over each of those. So often we can start the day and we might feel tired, we might feel happy, we might feel heavy, we might feel light, we might feel energized, we might feel hungover, we might feel groggy, we might feel frustrated. And often these feelings are in the back of our mind and end up governing how we behave throughout a day. So our interactions with our loved ones, or maybe even our work colleagues and our managers. And often these can be accentuated under, you know, pressure, for instance, and under deadlines and that kind of thing. So the idea of mindfulness is that, and this particular tip, is to stop that being something that's in the back of our mind and actually kind of externalizing and writing down, okay, so what are my thoughts today? What are my emotions? And what is my body telling me? And listening to your body. Because of course, if you, for instance, you know, this is an extreme example, but if you had toothache for a whole day, from the beginning of waking up and then you had it for the rest of the day and you didn't have any anesthetic, that's going to impact on how you're going to be interacting with people. You're going to be snappy, you're going to be frustrated, you're going to be in pain. And you might have other kind of muscles and aches and pains, like backache, for instance, that is going to govern how you feel. So just make sure that we're taking this from being in the back of our minds to the front of our minds and actually externalizing it and writing it down and thinking, okay, what can I do differently today that might mean that I won't feel like this tomorrow? But also, what do I need to tweak about my day to make sure I have a success? Do I need to avoid certain people, for instance? Or what do I need to do? I need to stretch, for instance, or whatever it might be. But what's the actions you need to take to get into a good place? And that leads us quite nicely into tip two, which is, and this sounds quite new age and quite hippie for those who are new to mindfulness, but do bear with us, because this is a really, really good technique, which is essentially to start a dialogue between you and your body. You know, when you're in pain, for instance, and even if that's a very dull pain, that is your body talking to you. That is your body communicating, saying, I need some attention. So the idea is that you do a body scan. So starting kind of, you know, focusing on your toes, then going up through your feet, through your ankles, through your calves, and just doing this body scan up through your knees and focusing, is there any tension? Is there any pain? Is there any discomfort? Up through to your pelvis, up through your stomach, up to your chest, and notice your breathing. Then maybe if you stretch out your arms, or running through kind of your shoulders down to your fingertips, do you notice anything? Then up through your neck, how does your shoulders feel and your back? Is your body trying to tell you something? And then up kind of behind your ears, and then up through your face, your nose, your eyes, to the top of your head. That's a body scan, and you can spend some time doing that. And it's kind of recommended you do that two or three times throughout the day. So you might want to say, okay, I'll put a reminder in my diary to do it at 11:30 and to do it at 3:30. And just focus on each of those areas. Notice any tension or discomfort, and then just imagine that area softening and relaxing. And if a thought or emotion arises, notice it without judging and then let it go and breathe and relax. And that's a really, really good mindfulness tip. And we would suggest you do that in the morning and two other times during the day. Listen to what your body is trying to tell you. Our third tip is to download the Headspace app or a similar app. But we do recommend the Headspace app purely because it's one of the most downloaded apps in the last 5 years. And other RNIB colleagues have used it, including blind and partially sighted colleagues as well. And in fact, you know, when I was over in Northern Ireland doing some training over there, one of our friends there and colleagues said that they use it on the bus in the way to work every morning. And so essentially, you just put your headphones on or in and listen to a guided exercise in a particular area that you might be interested in. And, you know, Headspace say that, you know, using it for 10 days can increase your happiness by 16%, which is quite a lot in quite a short period of time. And here's some of the topics they cover. So they have like short exercises, which are kind of meditation for stress, meditation for anxiety, meditation for beginners, meditation to sleep better, tips around how to power nap effectively, mindful eating, mindful cooking, meditation and weight loss, how to be more empathetic. I could go on and on. Loads and loads of great stuff on there. And it's free to download for a trial, and then you have to pay for it afterwards. Now, you might not want to pay for it. You might feel that you don't need it. You might find another app that is similar, that is free. But this is one that has kind of been used by blind partially sighted colleagues of ours, and is a very, very popular app worldwide. It's one of the most downloaded apps in the last couple of years. And finally, the final tip is to embrace kind of green spaces if you can. Obviously, given we're on lockdown at the moment, that, you know, it might be a case that you can do that on a lunch break if you're close to a park, or on a walk after work, or you just plan for this when we're out of lockdown. Being around green spaces increases our serotonin and makes us feel better. So if you've ever been a kind of a nature person and you feel better in green spaces, that is legitimate. That is a real thing, as is being around open water. And now not all of us have the opportunity for that. But if you've ever been someone who says, you know, they love being by a beach and being by the open sea and feel calmed by that, that is a legitimate thing as well. You get an increase in your serotonin. So if you can walk, you know, maybe you're near a lake or by a river if you're lucky, or maybe if you're luckier than everybody and by a beach, then fantastic. Try and spend some time around there whilst, you know, following government guidelines, or plan to do that if you can't do that at the moment for once the lockdown is lifted. Okay, so stay safe, stay well, and stay connected.
Chris Simpson there explaining what mindfulness is and sharing some tips on how to lead a more mindful life.
Now, I love having Chris on because I feel like he has such a wealth of advice and tips. And in a way, I feel like he sometimes reminds us that we shouldn't just focus on the negatives. And I feel like there have been some unexpected positives to the lockdown.
I think it's important to take some time and think about those positives. So for me, a couple would be doing more baking. Before the lockdown, I never really did any baking or anything like that because I just was too busy and didn't have the time. But over the last year, I've purchased some talking scales from the RNIB and I've done a lot more baking. And also, I'd say probably the main unexpected positive for me is actually doing this radio show, because we started it during a lockdown and it's been really nice to have a focus on mindfulness and well-being during such a challenging time when we've all really needed it.
I love that you said the radio show, but let me just backtrack. What did you bake? Because I'm slightly offended I've not had a chance to try your bakes. And it doesn't matter that you live really far from me. I'm fully expect to eat them at some point.
You'll definitely be able to eat them at some point when we can meet in person.
So what's your favorite bake? What was the best thing you've made?
Oh, that's really difficult. I mean, I've not gone for anything really complicated. I've just done simple things like scones, crumble, cakes, and buns and things like that. I'd probably say scones, and then I put jam and cream on them and they were delicious.
Oh, I love scones. Did you not jump on the bread making trend?
No, I didn't. Everyone was making banana bread. Maybe I should try that.
Yeah, you should, because my banana bread is really good and you're going to struggle to make a better one, just saying.
Okay, so we're going to strike a deal that when we meet in person, you're going to bring me some banana bread and I'll do some baking as well.
For sure. Now, have you done any baking? Please let us know. Just email radio@rnib.org.uk. And also remember, as lockdown eases, RNIB has services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence. And we are calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, and be helpful. Now, to access any support or any information you need right now, just call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
We still have lots more to come on the show. Blind Chef Kim J is back with a breathing exercise that we can do to calm our minds. We'll share our motivational song of the week at the end of the show, but before that, we'll be hearing from some people from the blind and partially sighted community about what's helped them get through lockdown. That's coming up after Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Not long ago, we marked the anniversary of the first lockdown in the UK. And here on RNIB Connect Radio, we've been hearing how the last year has been for you. And whilst there have been challenges, from struggling with social distancing, initial troubles with securing food deliveries, to loneliness and isolation, you have found ways of pushing through. And today, we're sharing just a few of the things that helped you through a year in lockdown.
Hi, I'm Kim J. Being sort of in isolation and being away from people is really difficult, especially mentally, and especially when you're visually impaired. That personal contact is really important The face-to-face meetings are really important. And my way of getting through it is by cooking. I love cooking. I have a passion for it. And, you know, a lot of people sort of think, well, you're visually impaired, it's dangerous, you can't do it. How can you tell when something's cooked? And I always say it's really easy, because when you're sighted, you only use two of your senses, your sense of taste and your sight. But when you're visually impaired, you use the very little sight that you've got, if you've got any. You use your taste, you use your hearing, you use your sense of smell, and we make a much better food and a better recipe. And the thing with cooking is, and I love this, I could just go into my kitchen, pick up a whole lot of random ingredients, put it together, and at the end, I can produce this amazing dish, and it is so satisfying.
Hello, my name is Robert Meikle. I am studying HND radio production at City of Glasgow College. I think the main positive of lockdown is possibly the work-life balance aspect of things. I think the ability to be able to come away from work and you're already at home. You don't need to travel on a bus or a train an hour away to get back to your house, or an hour away to get into work, for example. And I think the kind of socialisation aspect, of course, I've said that it is a lot more difficult when you're actually on task. I suppose people are more approachable. I suppose they're more engaging now, especially from my own kind of field of work, when you're trying to gain people for interviews and things. I think people are a bit more engaging. You're able to actually grab their attention a bit easier now that everybody's kind of stuck at home.
My name is Lindsay Coyle. I'm RNIB's local campaigns manager. I also have a visual impairment myself. The thing that has helped me through lockdown most, one of the things, is just rediscovering my love of books. I have a Kindle Fire, and actually being able to escape into, I'm a particularly big fan of Stephen King, so being able to escape into a horror story novel, I think has been a real kind of, let's just take my mind off what's happening in the world outside. And that's probably the one thing that I think has helped me most in lockdown. So, and it's got me into a habit now of actually spending a bit of time for me at the end of the day, not every day, but when I can manage it, to actually sit down and read a book. So that would be my thing.
Hi, my name is Ross Meegan, and I've been a volunteer for RNIB for about 2 or 3 years now. And I also work as part of the community team at the disability charity Scope. I think various things have helped the last year go by a bit quicker than it otherwise would have for me. In particular, I'd say staying busy. I'm lucky enough that I've been able to start a new job and move house in the last 12 months. And while doing those things during lockdown have provided quite unique challenges, it's also meant that I've been able to stay focused and just stay active and doing things. I think as well, in order to stay entertained, I found myself gravitating towards podcasts and audiobooks and music quite a bit. I've always been a big fan of those kinds of media anyway, but particularly in the past year, in those moments where I felt a little bit bored or a little bit down and I just want to feel entertained and cheer myself up a bit, it's always been brilliant to just have a podcast or audiobook or some nice music ready there to pass a bit of time.
Hi, my name's Chloe Tia. I'm 22 years old and I am registered blind. So I moved back home after I finished uni, and I'd spent university living away with friends, and initially it was a massive adjustment coming back home. I've worked from home since way before the pandemic, and I was kind of used to having the house to myself from about 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. And I suppose that was kind of my space, my time. And with my stepdad working from home, my mum was furloughed a bit, my sister was doing her schoolwork, became a very busy environment. And that just took some getting used to and kind of finding new ways to kind of get my own space. But then the other side of it, it's been a massive positive because we've not fallen out. We've not actually had that many arguments, you know, and even if it's a case of being able to get food, there's always company, even if we might be sick of each other by now. But yeah, I think just having people around you has really helped.
Hello, my name is Annie Fenimore, and I'm the founder and creator of Blind Alley Art. I would have to say everybody in my art community and also Connect Radio and the RNIB have been absolutely stunning, because there were a few things I needed some advice on and they were there to answer my questions and also my talking books. So it really is for me, being blind is like having a world within a world, but you can still step out and share. And it's wonderful because without the RNIB, it would be a very different world for me.
So my name is Jonathan Mears. I'm partially sighted, but since birth. I live up in Gateshead near Newcastle. I love getting out of bed and thinking I can do something for the good every single day. So it was trying to adapt, really. It was trying to get to grips with having to do things virtually with technology and stuff like that. So it took a little bit of time. And some things have been good. For example, being able to learn a few bits and pieces through online tech sessions, being able to use Zoom to do some social events with friends and family, which is great. It allowed me the time to brush up on some musical skills. I do guitar as a hobby, trying out some new recipes in the kitchen, which I didn't really think about before. I'm doing a lot of walking, trying to do a walk every day as my exercise. And you appreciate it a lot more as well. You appreciate what's actually around you when you were busy outside, and sometimes you forget that. Or it's difficult as a blind and partially sighted person to actually see and understand it. Those walks I've been doing figuratively open my eyes to really have that sense of appreciation for that. Hopefully I can continue that more, even with things starting to look better, and we can hopefully have some sort of normality.
Hi, my name is Penny Merville Brown, and the person who has made the most difference to me during lockdown has been Kevin, who is my butcher and greengrocer, and he works just around the corner, and I've been able to ring him or email him each week, give him my order, and then he can deliver all my ingredients. So I haven't had to worry about supermarkets or online or anything like that. I talk to a real human person, and he delivers for me. In the old days, when he could come into the house, he would put everything away in the fridge for me in the right place. Now I just get a box that I have to sort out. But it has meant that not only have I been able to feed myself, but I've been able to get all the ingredients I want for all my baking blind cooking. It's been super.
Hello, my name is Jess. I'm visually impaired and I live in London. Quite early on in the lockdown, I discovered a really excellent organisation, the Braillist Foundation, and they started off, they had some mindfulness sessions, which I found really useful at just getting my thoughts in order and made me sort of start relearning my Braille. They then went on to do a cooking session as well, which I never thought I would be so into cooking and baking. So jumping on board with one of the nation's new lockdown hobbies of bread baking, the Braillist Foundation joined in and they showed us all how to do it. And I had one very disastrous experience the first time of trying it, but being very determined with all these things, I persevered. And from then on, I was baking bread all the time, and it was just marvellous. I feel very fortunate in lots of ways that although there's been challenges, you know, I've really missed seeing my family and friends, and, you know, both myself and my husband are both visually impaired. So to start off with, yeah, we did find it difficult and it was challenging, mainly because of not being able to get shopping very easily. we weren't eligible to be on the priority list or anything. And there was at one stage where I was thinking, oh, how are we going to get any food or anything? But I feel very fortunate. We live in a street where it's very community based and everyone rallied around, and you know, they set up a WhatsApp group for the street. So we were able to communicate with people and, you know, realise that there were people out there who were able to help and support us. So, you know, one time when there was the toilet roll shortage, the man in the corner shop, and he suddenly just came out with this whole load of toilet rolls for us. And it was just things like that. And some of my husband's family who live close by, they helped get things for us. You know, the whole community feel. And I really hope that that's something that continues after the lockdown, now that we've got to know our neighbours much better, and just to be able to keep that community vibe going on. I'm really looking forward to that.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.
It's the happy hour on RNIB Connect Radio. And what did you think of all the, I guess, amazing reasons that people really managed to get through the last year? And I know some of them were quite... like being able to be with your family has been great, but honestly, Penny Melville Brown saying the one thing that got her through lockdown was her butcher was my favorite thing.
I love that. I think it's just one of those things that it's just such an unexpected positive, but when you sit and think about it, I guess food deliveries really are a silver lining during these times.
Yeah, because it's been really hard, and being able to get fresh produce delivered to your doorstep can really help make things easier. Because, I mean, I know in the beginning we had all the issues with booking delivery slots, and I mean, social distancing in a store when you can't see the markers and when you can't see other people is not really easy, is it?
No, not at all. It can make you feel quite anxious as well because of social distancing. Maybe layouts of stores have changed, or you may be worried about people getting too close or not keeping a distance. And you can often worry that you're going to put yourself more at risk if you can't see the markers or they're not tactile. So things like food deliveries are vital. And as well, it makes it accessible.
Are you worried now that, I guess, restrictions are going to change gradually over the next few weeks? Does that concern you?
I'm really excited to see friends and family again and get out there. But I guess I'm also a bit anxious because of things like the markers in shops and the layouts of shops and just generally things not being accessible.
And if you're feeling anxious as well, just like Holly said, it's not an easy time. We do have something that can help. So we'll have Blind Chef Kim J share a really good breathing exercise, and that's coming up really shortly. But first, we're going to listen to this amazing 80s track. Shine away.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's the happy hour. And now we have a 5-minute breathing exercise to help you calm your mind.
Hi, I'm Kim J. And during COVID, stress and mental health has been such an issue. Now, one of the ways that I deal with it and I teach others to deal with it is through simple, relaxing breathing exercises. They're very easy to do. All it needs is 5 minutes, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the best thing is, whenever you're stressed, whenever you just want to get away from the madness of the world, just focusing on your breathing, do the exercise, and it just calms you down and it puts you into that lovely, calm space. Now, if you sit comfortably and close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, I want you to focus on your breathing. So you breathe deeply in for three, out for three. You breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe, feel your whole body relaxing. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And when you breathe in, you're breathing in love, calm and happiness. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out your stress, your worries, and the darkness. Breathe in for three, and out for three. And as you breathe, imagine you're sitting on a beach. The warm sand underneath you. Breathe in for three, out for three. Feel the warm sun on your back and listen to the waves. Breathe in, breathe out. You're in a safe place. You're calm and you're surrounded by love. Breathe in for three and out for three. Feel the energy of the waves flowing to you. Breathe in and out. Feel the love, the warmth, and the light fill the whole of your body. Breathe in and out. You're safe. You're calm. Breathe in and out. Hear the waves, feel the sun, breathe in and out. And in this space, you know nothing can hurt you. There is nothing but love and light. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. This is your place, and nobody else's. Breathe in and out. Feel yourself flow into nature. Feel the energy flood into you. Breathe in and out. Now slowly open your eyes. And as you do, you can feel the love, the warmth, and the calm. Very simple breathing exercise that will help you to stay calm whenever you feel down, whenever things get on top, or whenever you need that space away from the madness of the world.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio, and we're at the end of the show, but we have one final thing for you. It's our motivational song of the week, a track that means a lot to us. Maybe it makes us happy, or we love the meaning behind it. It might also be connected to an important time in our life. That doesn't matter.
Now, if you would like to be featured on an episode of The Happy Hour, just send us your favorite motivational song. You can email radio@rnib.org.uk. You can message us on Twitter @rnibradio, or you can tweet Holly @lifeofablindgirl with a GRL at the end, or you can also find us on Facebook @rnibconnectradio. But for now, it is time for us to introduce this week's motivational song of the week.
This week's song is by one of my favourite artists. It's obviously by Shawn Mendes.
And it's a really unique track because it's our first live recording track instead of a studio version.
The live version takes me back to seeing him in concert. I've seen him twice and I actually met him in 2019, so this song takes me back to that concert and just brings back all of those memories.
And I can just remember seeing Shawn Mendes in, I think it was 5 years ago, and I was on exchange in Australia. That's where I met my husband, and we were all just driving around, and Shawn Mendes was on the radio and we were belting it out. So I definitely, the thing I'm really looking forward to as restrictions ease and maybe life returns to normal is to actually have that live concert experience, which I think is why we chose this song.
This track is for anyone that would like to relive their favourite concert and bring back those memories, or for anyone that misses concerts like myself and Paulina. This is Shawn Mendes and Wonder, live from the Wonder Residencies.
See you next time. I wonder, yeah. Before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you faded to. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you. Hey, you're listening to the Happy Hour podcast, a trimmed down version of our hour-long show. If you're enjoying the songs and would like to hear them in full along with all the interviews, tips and our chat, just catch the full show plus some extra tracks that you might have missed on RNIB Connect Radio. We're on every Monday at 1 p.m. with a repeat Thursday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. And we have new episodes every other week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the Happy Hour podcast and we'll see you on the next episode.